And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loop head football coach Matt Jagler, who joins us. Coach, first off, just congratulations on the season. I can't believe that we're talking to you getting ready for the final regular season game of the year. But your kids undefeated at the moment. They've put together a great season, and I'm sure you're very proud of them and what has been accomplished so far.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great season. Well, you ain't a kid, and it flew by. I mean, it wasn't very long ago, and you and I were doing our preseason, and now here we are, end of the season. Yeah, it gets faster and faster every year.
Matt, I was just kind of thinking about the ride that it has been for 4 years for your senior class. I was thinking back to 4 years ago. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that South Loop won a game 4 years ago, and now here's this senior class 4 years later, seven games into the season, and they're undefeated. What a journey it's been for them, and I'm sure that you've been very proud of that class and certainly everybody for the way that they have continued to grind and make this season what it's been.
Yeah, you know, it's true. Yeah, we were 0 for that first year, and the next year we were 1-1, but it was just a mess of a season. And I always kept telling the kids, you know, something good's going to come from all this. You guys are going to grow up, and you know, and then here we are, their senior year. The expectations have been met so far, that's for sure.
Matt, biggest improvement for South Loop from week one, what do you think it's been?
Oh, I would probably say, you know, coming into the season, we were looking for a middle linebacker, and we didn't know exactly what we were going to do there, and we ended up finding two very good ones in Crew Watoon and AJ Starr. And, you know, both of them are tremendous football players and have turned into great linebackers. So I would say that's probably our biggest improvement.
Conversely, Matt, I guess I'll take you to the other side of the coin. What are some of the things that you're looking at saying, hey, you know what, as we continue to go along, we need to maybe continue to improve in these areas?
I think special teams, you know, we need to do better. We had one kickoff return on us 2 weeks ago. We did better last week, but you know, we got to shore up our special teams. And then still our pass defense, we're going to keep working on. We got better the last 3 weeks. So, you know, those are things we just got to keep working on and getting better at and getting ready for the playoffs.
Statistically, Matt, we look at your running game statistics, and boy, your rushing offense has really been impressive during the course of the season. And I know that there's a lot more factors to it than just someone taking off and running the ball. There's blocking up front, but there's also perimeter blocking that needs to take place. Can you just talk a little bit about the way that's come together for you and the way your rushing attack has really been powerful this year?
Well, we've talked all year about, you know, our interior line is about the best we've ever coached here. But our two ends, you know, Cash Gracie and Crew Watoon, have done a great job. And then another great surprise is how well our backs are blocking. Last year, I know they were sophomore and freshman, but Starr and Paulson, you know, they're blocking just as good as anybody. So that's really helped us. And that means that, and even Connell, if he has to block for a quick, he's going to block our, yeah, it's all around our blocking has improved.
Defensively, I know sometimes the offense is what we look at sometimes. We look at yards and we look at points and all of this. But your defense has put together some pretty good stats, too. Talk about that side of the ball.
Yeah, our defense has been really tough. I mean, it is. It's basically, you know, I don't know what to say it, but I think I don't know what we're allowing, like 14 points a game or something. I know we're allowing 136 yards total offense a game. And so it's, yeah, our defenses are good. We like to play defense. We'd rather play defense than offense for sure. We run a lot of guys through there. We're doing some different fronts, different looks, trying to get things ready for the playoffs. But, you know, defense wins games, and that's where you got to start at.
Your final regular season game is against a great area opponent. You get Anselmo Myrna. Just talk about your preparation for them and what will be the keys for South Loop.
Well, what do you think? I think Myrna is going to be the best team we face since Sandhill Thetford. And so we got to be ready. They have a lot of good kids. They are. They're coming at you. They're flying. You know, they're going to hit you. You better keep your head on a swivel and be looking for it. We got to try to find a way to slow down Myers' kid. You know, he's just a tank coming through there. We got to try to meet him at the line before he gets his steam built up. And then another thing we're working on is it isn't going to be the nicest of nights. It's going to be cold and windy. So, you know, just trying to get the kids prepared and ready for that.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your schedule to talk to us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Yeah, thank you for the coverage, too, Brent.
That's Coach Matt Jagler joining us on our pregame show.